Peggy Alexander is seeking to lead the next district of Taylor Council as mayor in this month's municipal election. Election day is Saturday, October 15, and voters will elect four councillors and one mayor to serve as the next district council through to 2026. Alaska Highway News has sent out a questionnaire to all candidates asking about their experience, priorities, and where they see the future of the district headed. Responses are being published as they are received. The answers below have been edited for spelling and grammar only. Voting will take place at the community hall, with advanced a voting opportunity on October 5. Name: Peggy Alexander. Occupation: Financial Controller. Community Involvement: Business Owner. Why are you running for District Council? The District of Taylor is important to me and my family. My husband and I have built a successful business here in Taylor over the last 20 years and raised two daughters who love Taylor as home. I have the leadership skills and commitment from almost 30 years' experience in financial and personnel business management to get the job done. I thoroughly enjoy volunteering in the community, coaching Taylor Minor Ball, Peace Passage Skating Club as secretary and treasurer, Taylor Curling Club as Ladies League rep and now as secretary. I live here, I will be buried here, and my passion for service is what guided me into the mayoral leadership race. What are your top three priorities? Housing: sell Jarvis subdivision lots by carefully reviewing current price and building restrictions that currently make them unaffordable. $4 million of debt remains, which represents 30% of total cash and 83% of general cash fund. This is a burden on the Taylor taxpayers. Lobby to expand seniors' housing, like McMahon Manor. Increased amenities, update and enhance our amenities for children, youth and seniors. We need access to medical care, pool, spray park for our kids, a climbing wall, skate park, updated trails for seniors to walk on, a safe passage for kids to cross the highway to go to school, and a minibus to pick up kids around town for Taylor Elementary. Seniors need active classes, socialization and advocacy for a bus to Fort St. John. I will increase public engagement to make this happen for Taylor. Smart decisions, budget and fiscal responsibility, and increased public engagement. As mayor, I want to see the Taylor residents get ahead, and through consultation let's work collaboratively to ensure our community's top priorities are implemented. Together we can also achieve increased public safety. The district has an extra $1 million. How do you spend it? I would like to divide into three priorities: increased public engagement to see what the community wants. Get our medical clinic reopened as soon as possible with a strategic plan for long-term medical care for Taylor. I'm a financial controller, so therefore save some for future years. Picture Taylor in 2032. What do you see? We will have a progressive medical clinic. We will have a sense of a tight-knit community. We will have a safe, affordable place for everyone. We will have steady amenities for all ages: children, kids, adults, seniors. We will have economic reconciliation with our First Nations. We will have a robust staff where we offer our Taylor residents good jobs right at Municipal Hall. We will have expanded fire and emergency services. We will have street lighting, trails to have a healthy lifestyle. And of course, pride in our community. What's the last local event you attended? I had some fun hosting a mayoral campaign barbecue last Thursday night. We had a great turnout. I have also done my homework reading the council and committee agendas plus the annual report, and I am out meeting every resident. What's the last movie or book you enjoyed and why? Becoming Elizabeth. I love history. What's your dream post-pandemic vacation? A month in Maui with my whole family, Frenchie included. Taylor's best-kept secret is, it's a gem of a town I call home with a country feel and city amenities. Going forward, as mayor, I would ensure our town residents feel safe, proud and well-connected. It's something people need post-COVID and with the increased cost of living. I will work with Taylor's citizens to make it happen. Read more. Peggy Alexander makes it a mayor's race in Taylor.